kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with you know who. It's me again. Yeah, David James. You know, I like to say good evening anyway, even though it's morning and it's still evening. I know that's very doublespeak, but it makes you think, doesn't it? I have to move my microphone around a little bit. And so I thought while I go through the news, usually I do these in the evenings, but when I do the news, I do them in the morning. So I'm just fessing up to you that when I say good evening, I like that good evening thing. Most of the time it is evening, but right now it's not. It's around 6:26 in the morning, and I'm going to let you tag along with me as I go through some of the news stories. Okay, well, so they wrote another omnibus bill, and they want everybody to sign it without reading it. Something's got to be done about these Congress people. There has to be a trial, you know, a tribune, whatever. Something has to be done about them. We can't allow them to continue on like this because it's just out of hand. They're destroying the country. The government is destroying the country. The democracy is imploding and exploding. And it is coming to a violent end, as I have told you. This democracy cannot survive for much longer. It's gone past the point, let's say. Let's check some other stories. Well, they're still trying to go to war. Now Mike Pence has joined. He says that Iran is plotting a new Holocaust that would erase Israel from the map. Well, only if that was true. It would be wonderful. You see, we're aggravating Iran with sanctions. We're playing with their economy. We're trying to do, you know, aggravate them in the name of Israel. And they're getting tired of it. They're being prodded and prodded and prodded and prodded and prodded and prodded. And because the Jews are trying to do what they did to Hitler, they're trying to get a reaction so that they have justification to go to war. And guess who will go to war? Why, it'll be the American soldiers again. You know, I was dreaming, and I don't know what I was dreaming about, but this is what I remember, is that they have taken down the last bastion of Europe, which was Germany, the last defense of Europe, and now there is nobody to defend Europe. England cannot defend itself, none of them can. And this is just how the Jews want it. So they've denuded Europe. They plan on denuding the rest and getting them into the New World Order for the Jews, which would include a democracy and a central bank. You know the two that are... There's about two left. And they also want to denude Russia again. Russia's just got a little big. I think they still control it anyway. I think this is all just a game. It's like having the Cold War, even though it's not really there. And so, it all looks good in a way for the Jews at this point. But yet, we're praying against them all the time, and things are just backfiring left and right. But I'll tell you that once they're done denuding everybody using the American soldier, they will denude America next. And then the only one left that'll have any military, they'll probably hire all of them to come to Israel and be in their military, and then that'll be the end. Or so they think. Another story here. Pompeo travels to Poland to demand Poles give Jews more Holocaust bucks. America, what happened to you? What happened to you? You're making me gag. It's just sick. Okay, there's a school in Minnesota that had a race war this week. Of course, it had a stabbing, too. White kids were stabbed. The white kids are, I'm not even going to call them kids, white children. They're stabbed and they're tired of, one of the comments was, y'all can treat us racist. Let me see, I'll go to the thing and I'll tell you what it is. I read it a little bit. I didn't read the whole thing. Okay, it says, F you niggers playing the black card to get us in trouble when y'all can be all effing racist to us. In other words, these Negroes are racist. They hate white people. But they want the white people to be tolerant and not be racist back and not hate back and everything else. They want to, you know, you can only push so much. These white children, well, they're not children as far as young, they're young folks. And they're just not going to have it. I mean, you can only, you know, in other words, they tell them you're equal. You're all equal with these people. But they're not being treated equal, you see. They're told that you can't be racist to Negroes, but the Negroes can be racist to you. Well, how is that equal? You see, white people do know one thing, and that, well, they know many things, but if you're trying to tell them that they need to be equal and all this stuff, and they see that there's inequality going on, they won't put up with it. Because white people can see things. Niggas can't see anything. They just... all they can see is red like a bull. So, this is starting to happen all over. Now, we have a new character. I talked about... there's a fellow named Green. He's just come on the scene, and he's a big... he's no more news and all this stuff. And I knew right away, I said, this guy, the name Green is Jewish, but let me look into this guy. Well, it turns out there's a lot more to the fellow than I even thought as far as it goes. A lot of people, you know, honed in right on it right away. He's got a really long horse face and an unusually high forehead. And it's kind of bizarre because, let me read you a little bit of words on this fellow. All of a sudden, I've got people writing me, telling me, oh, yes, this is... I love this. More news with Mr. Green. Let me just go to this real quick. Well, if I can find it, it's right here. Yeah, they're trying to hide it. Okay, I wrote... I knew right away this guy was a Jew. His name is Adam Green. And one of the things that... one of the fellows had done a video on him, and I was looking into him, and this is what the fellow says. Adam Green of No More News is paid well by his Jewish boss, Mark Dankberg, of Viasat Inc. That's V-I-A-S-A-T. Adam Green has been jet-setting to exotic locations like Italy and Israel. We knew all along he was getting paid by the Jewish-run military-industrial complex. Adam worked as a project manager for military contractor Viasat, which works with the USA and Israel military, as well as the NSA, DHS, and corporations such as Boeing and Lockheed Martin. You know Lockheed Martin, don't you? They have the satanic pentagram in right in there. Have you ever seen the logo of Lockheed Martin? Just go see the logo, and that's all you need to know. Okay, right here it says Green family history. Now, is it possible that there's a Green, somebody named Green that isn't a Jew? Well, I suppose it's possible, but every time you hear the name Green, Greenberg, Green, you know who it is. Green family history, Green name meaning, English, one of the most common and widespread English surnames, either a nickname for someone who was fond of dressing in this color, Old English Green, G-R-E-N-E, or who had played the part of the Green Man in the May Day celebrations. So in North America, this name has no doubt assimilated cognates from other European languages, notably German, Grun, see Gruen, Jewish American, Americanized form of German Gruen, or Yiddish Grin, Ashkenazi ornamental names meaning green, or a short form of any of the numerous compounds with this element. Okay. You get it. It says Ashkenazi and Yiddish, okay? That's one thing. Also, what's interesting is another fellow who is really a nut, but he came up with this fellow who did the shooting at Comet Pizza. and he put a side-by-side photo, and it looks as if this green... I mean, the Comet Pizza fellow looks just like him. And he also looks like he had his hair straightened there, whereas over on his new channel, he has a beard that's, you know, much longer and all that, and he's got the curly hair. Now, listen, I don't, you know, I'd rather this fellow not be Jewish, you understand? But the Jews are trying to infiltrate the truth movement. So now I see over here that there's another feller that's somehow just shown up. And right away, I can't tell you he's Jewish because I haven't looked into him, but the name Adams, I know. Ryan Adams, another fellow. He's just started and shown up. All these Jews just start showing up in the truth movement. And of course, they've been showing up for a long time. But what they do is, like, there's some new ones now. There's a few new ones being introduced. And they just shoot right up into stardom. You know what I mean? Adam Green came out of nowhere. And say what you will, his friend Jake Morfonius, they both went to Israel. And so on and so forth. And I'm not going to... I don't mean just to go to Israel, just to see Israel. Just think of the name Jake Morfonius. I used to watch him for a while. And I saw him hanging out with Jews. And the Jews... And he was very... this was in Las Vegas. And I said, something's wrong here. He's hanging out with these Jews like Laura Loomer and... this other rat-faced Jew that he was with that are supposed journalists like him. And I don't know all the skinny on this fellow, but if I looked into it, I'm sure I could find it, and so could you. But I just love the name. How do you get more phony than Morfonius? Hello? See, they love to play games with you. And, by the way, the Jews bought him a meal, and it had all these crustaceans. You get my point? So the Jews are sitting there eating crustaceans, and they say that they don't eat that stuff. You know, that's all I have to say about that. Let's move on. So, in other words, I don't trust very many people. If you are looking for new excitements, look right into these people and get yourself... You know, with these Jews. Because I know how much you want video. You know, I might get into video at some point, but I know you want video for some reason. And you want to look at horse-faced Jews and rat-faced Jews. So, I mean, I guess you need these things. Report. Black homosexual... Okay, let me read this for you. Jew, he's a Jew too. Jussie Smollett staged MAGA attack, Make America Great Again attack, using Nigerian actors. He starts crying about his gay black heritage. Nothing about the Jewish Holocaust, however. I didn't really expect this homosexual black Jew to ever get caught out in this stupid hoax. It looks like that is happening, however. Investigators believe Jussie Smollett and the non-cooperating witnesses in last month's alleged attack on the Empire actor potentially staged the attack. A source, these blacks do this all the time. And it's like, I don't know, you know, like, the news can just make you a superstar in a day. You know what I mean? How long I've been at this, this is my fifth season, I bet nobody knows about me. And I don't care. These people just start a YouTube channel and they're just instantly successful. I mean, it's just amazing how this happens. And they're not being shut off on YouTube either. How about that? But we were shut off, right? I wonder what that means. Geez, I let me think about it for a while. 80% of Vatican priests are gay, new book says. Geez, that's surprising. I never would have guessed that. Good old gay Babylon. Ooh, here's a nice one. UK. 53-year-old woman convicted of anti-Jewishism wears Celtic cross pinned to court, and the media is outraged. They're outraged. They love Christianity. Isn't Judeo-Christianity? This is a Christian nation. Aren't they, these Christ-killing Jews, aren't they our best allies? This is the woman, Alison Shabloz, that Eli had on. So she wore that to court, and they're very upset. She sang a song. It was a real crime, you know. It was terrible. Here's a headline for you. Sweden. Migrant screams, "I will kill you," stabs two people in Stockholm. And of course he has the rat-faced Jew look, too. But they were all mixed anyway, so of course they did. Of course this is going on. Feral Bantu faces homicide charges for killing his white girlfriend. No, that never happens. Trial begins for Afro-anthropoid who killed white mother and son during armed robbery. Imagine he killed a woman and a child. What does this say about these filthy, dirty Negroes? What does it say to you? When white society was there, women and children had respect. They would. This is so ridiculous. KFC American stabs coal-burning girlfriend to death in their Utah trailer. Maybe she took an extra piece of chicken. I mean, it could be something as simple as that. A Negro would kill over that. Over a piece of KFC? Let's see what the story is here. Yeah, he looks like an anthropoid. KFC American stabs coal-burning girlfriend. You know what a coal burner is, right? You know that it means that you've race-mixed. See what's happening to the race-mixing white women? In a white household, it's not normal for a child to call the police and then tell them that his dad killed his mom in a baboon rage. In a race-mixed household, however, it's basically a rite of passage. The West Valley City Police Department released the names of both the suspect and woman who was fatally stabbed Saturday evening. According to a press release, police responded to a 9/11. Amazing that the devil and the children are in that number. Isn't that interesting? Call coming from a residence at 3292 Westchester Park Drive at approximately 6:30 p.m. Call was made by a 5-year-old who indicated a woman was hurt, and the press release stated. When the officers arrived inside the home, they found 46-year-old Belinda Thomas, who had appeared to have suffered multiple stab wounds. Let's see, what does it say? Oh, that's a shame, man. She was kind of a pretty girl. I don't know what the hell she would be doing with this baboon. I just can't even imagine. I couldn't even begin to think of why she would. This fella's ugly, man. And I mean, very ugly. Well, most Negroes are, but I mean, I don't know what to say. I'd say you women better stay away from these people. Philadelphia juvenile gets 35 years for murdering white man in front of his young daughter. again, here we are, right? Listen very carefully. I prove it to you all the time. We bless these beasts of the field, and they curse us back. White father gives two black strangers a ride, gets murdered. Need I say more? Need I say more? Okay, I'm on another news site now. Analysis shows exposure to Monsanto's glyphosate-based Roundup increases cancer risk by more than 40%. War summit in Poland. Israel demands mass murder of Iranians. McCabe says Department of Justice discussed recruiting Pence for a push to remove Trump. Remember I told you that this is all professional wrestling, right? They don't hate Trump. They don't want to remove him. He's doing everything they want. You can believe that. Nothing is getting done for the American people at all. U.S. company that smuggled weapons into Venezuela linked to CIA renditions. That's a surprise. We're not the most evil country in the world, are we? Okay, let's see what else is here. Worldwide effort to restrict everyone's right to travel is close to a reality. As Giuliani calls for regime change in Iran, who the hell is Giuliani? He has no business in Iran. Giuliani's a homosexual. Why don't you just stay with your boyfriend? You already done enough damage to this country. Nobody wants to hear your calls. Nobody wants to hear Giuliani. Screw off! Another Italian, by the way, who was mayor of New York City, right? He's an Italian. He's got the Sicilian connection. He was on the video about the mafia, and he was talking about how proud he was about the mafia. Yeah. Suicide attack on Iranian Revolutionary Guard bus leaves over 20 dead. California nightmare. Remember, it used to be California dreaming. Now it's California nightmare. Over half of the people living in the state wish they could leave. Sounds like it must be nice. The American dream is really flourishing in California, hmm? EU moves forward with agreement to fundamentally change the internet from open to closed. We need to change the EU from open to closed. And I pray right now, here, right now in this show, and I've been praying this for a long time, that the EU will be broken up and that it will not live much longer, that it will go away, that all the countries will get out of it and get themselves situated as national countries again. We don't need these alliances that do destruction, that the Jews created this alliance. Russiagate is finished. So they're stopping accusing Donald Trump of, you know, they were trying to drum the war for Russia. And so now, instead of concentrating on trying to go to war with Russia, North Korea, and Iran and Syria, they're just going to concentrate on Iran. Elliot Abrams, a filthy Jew, melts down as Muslim congresswoman questions roles in crimes against humanity. See, this is a backfire. By the way, I wanted to mention something to you. Did you know that the Cortez woman, who's a Jew, remember she found out after she was elected to the Congress or whatever, that she found out she had Jewish blood running in through her? It was just like a Madeleine Albright moment. Oh, I just discovered I was a Jew. The easy at the end, Cortez, or whatever her name is. Well, guess what she did before she was a congresswoman? She was a bartender. She never had any experience in running a company, running anything, or being in any form of government whatsoever. This is what I've been trying to tell you people. How did she get into Congress? See what I mean about the affirmative action stuff? This woman's not even close to being qualified. She's not a white white Christian man either. So that immediately makes her not qualified. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you think, but I know what I think. By the way, oil. Let's talk about that for a moment. They've got it up to almost $55 a barrel again. Now, it was close to $46 or $45 a barrel around Christmas time, which proves to you, I prove to you here now, you see, they've been working on this to get it back up. So we were paying about, the lowest I paid was $1.82 a gallon. And that was, you know, that's a lot of money. But now they've got it up to $2.08. And it didn't go up much, you know, from it was only $50 a barrel or $52 a barrel, and now it goes up 20 cents. I think it was last week, all the stations went up to $1.99. And now they went to $2.08. I mean, just for no big reason. This is all speculation. You see, what it proves is if they wanted to get the gas prices down, they could. It's all speculation, Jewish speculation, that keeps it where it is. This gas this crude is not worth what these speculators have put it at. This is, again, something that Yahweh hates. It's called false weights and measures. And we've been taking it on the chin for so long. Is there anybody that will defend us? Is there anybody? Billions wasted on high-speed train project in California. Listen to this one. So he's going to just sign this omnibus funding bill to keep the government in, but nobody's going to read it until after it's signed. And so you can imagine what Schumer and Pelosi and all the different scumbags that we know that are in our Congress, the absolute human filth, what they have put in there. And then it says, Trump to declare national emergency to build border wall. Sure he will. Then we've got this Beto O'Rourke, fellow that has come out of the woodwork in New Mexico, and nobody wants to hear him. He says that he's going to tear down the fences at the border himself. And the statement right here says, walls and lives. You know, I'd like to take him and drop him right down in one of those cities down there so he can find out about ending lives. Listen to this. I know you're going to be surprised. U.S. weapons given to Saudi Arabia, transferred to terrorists in Yemen. You know, I could use one of these big vehicles myself. Could you? They're just giving all kinds of weapons to Saudi Arabia. It's your money. And they're being transferred to terrorists in Yemen. Well, number one, the Saudis are Jewish terrorists themselves. So it's no surprise that it would be transferred to other terrorists. See? This is the world you live in. Let's see about this woman, Omar, which is cracking me up. She attacked neocon kike Elliot Abrams. Let's see what, and he's all upset. He's in a tizzy. American politics is so kiked right now, it's unbelievable. Ilhan Omar is a Somali Muslim who is only in America because of Jewish immigration policies. And you wonder how she got into Congress, but maybe the father put her in there so she could aggravate the kikes. Right? And now that Omar is in Congress, she is causing some real headaches for the Jews. She didn't resign. See, this is what I wanted to see, but she did apologize. But it wasn't a real apology. And the Jews are just flipping out. So this woman has more guts than the white people in Congress. On top of exposing AIPAC, she had the opportunity to question the evil neocon kike, Elliot Abrams. As you may or may not know, Abrams was assigned by Mike Pompeo to be a special envoy to the hoax government of Venezuela. She questioned him about his role in the Iran-Contra affair and all sorts of stuff he was involved in back during the 1980s. She pissed him off to the point where he refused to answer her questions. Let me get a picture of him. This filthy kike. Dirty Jew. See, you people look at people like this and you think they're white men. They're not white men. They're kikes. They're rats that have infested our Congress and our government and our nation. And they've brought a lot of rats with them. I don't understand why members of this committee of the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful, she said. Beautiful, in her initial comments to Abrams, who pleaded guilty to withholding evidence from Congress. He pleaded guilty to withholding evidence from Congress in the Iran-Contra affairs in the 1980s. Abrams tried to interject, but Omar said she was not asking a question. It was an attack, Abrams responded. Omar pressed Abrams repeatedly on the U.S. involvement in Nicaragua and El Salvador during the Reagan administration, when the U.S. backed the Salvadorian military and Nicaraguan insurgents. Abrams served at the time as Assistant Secretary of State. Omar specifically questioned Abrams about his past comments on the El Mozote massacre, where the Salvadoran military killed hundreds of civilians. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Excuse me. Do you still think so? Omar asked. Abrams notes that El Salvador has been a democracy for decades, since the Reagan administration calling it a fabulous achievement. Do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement? Omar asked. This is a ridiculous question, Abrams replied sharply. I'm not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question. It was funny to see the frustration on this kike's face being forced to deal with this type of questioning from a Somali Muslim who is only here because of kike immigration policy. See what I mean about backfiring? I've been praying that, and we all are, I'm hoping that everything backfires in the face of the Jews. Everything they try to do will backfire in their face. Obviously, you can see it's backfiring right now, can't you? He did not seem amused. But what's discouraging about all this is that one member of Congress who seems willing to take on the kike establishment is a literal Somali Muslim. The fact that there are no white members of Congress taking on kikes is truly an insane thing. And yes, it is. I'm glad she's attacking these people. Somebody's got to. Jew demon George Soros attacks European nationalism as a nightmare. Is nationalism a nightmare for the people of their nation, or is it a nightmare for the Jews and their Jew world order? That's the question I would ask you. What do you think? I know the answer. The Jews hate nationalism. That's why they hated National Socialism, which is not the same socialism as in the Bolshevik Revolution, or the socialism in America, or the socialism in South America. Okay, well, let's take a look now at the next one. Congress approves deal to fund government as Trump vows to declare emergency. The father must know what's in that bill, and I bet you we're in a lot of trouble. I bet you we're in a lot of trouble. Good. Amazon. Isn't bigger than New York? Meet the man who killed the HQ. Well, anyway, they were trying to keep Amazon was trying to get their headquarters in New York or something like that, and they decided to forget that. Let's see. Yeah, they're really trying to push this climate change. We had one of these actors, Harrison Ford, a Jew, and he said that anybody that is against climate change is on the wrong side of history. Well, you don't have to worry about history, Mr. Jew Ford. Just screw. Because you're going to be out of history, too. We're not going to remember you, actors. History is not going to be what you think. You sold your souls to be remembered in history, but you're not going to be remembered. Yeah, they keep promoting this thing. Watch our Oscar-nominated documentary, Black Sheep. And the ad keeps getting bigger and bigger, but I'm not going to watch it. I'm not interested in the black plight. I couldn't care less. Yes, and remember I told you about Colin Copernic there. He's a Jew. His mother was a Jew, I believe it is. You see, you can see he's a Jew just looking at his face. But Jews can't... Wait a minute. How can he have one that's a black and then one that's a Jew as his parents? The Jews can't race mix. How many times are you going to hear me say that? Sure they can't. Anyway, I'm looking at The Guardian, which Vatican envoy faces inquiry into sexual aggression claims. Everything's sex in Babylon, isn't it? And they've got the term again on here, anti-Jewishism. They got to have this on there. You see that England is just awashed with Jewry because all their papers, all their everything has to have all the same things that the Jewish websites have. They have a woman here with a swastika on her face, and it says anti-Jewishism, the virulent far-right identity politics spreading across Europe. Oh, this anti-Jewishism isn't... See, that's a backfire in itself. They're trying to stop anti-Jewishism, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Geez, I wonder why. Why is it getting worse? Is it because of nationalism, or is it because of Jewry? Geez, I wonder what the answer to that is. Can somebody answer that for me, please? Oh, the Black Cowboys of Mississippi. Black Cowboys, can you imagine how foolish that is? Whew, what a world. Anyway, Times of Israel, let's pop over there. Let me have a sip of coffee here. They're still... See, they're bringing up... Parkland survivors spent the year advocating change and coping with trauma. The Jews are always victims, you see, of trauma and everything else, because they're mentally ill anyway, and their lives are trauma. Without any Parkland shootings in Florida or not, Jewrida. I guess that's what it's become. Florida's become Jewrida, and it's become a multicultural wasteland. Ah, boy. Let's see. I don't see anything that I like. Oh, let's see. No. For Omar and APAC, a tweet about some money turns into a way to raise some. Imagine the Jews are going to be able to raise money out of her tweets. Isn't that amazing? They always turn even... crap into gold. Isn't it amazing? Because their father is the one that's in charge of this world at this point, when he's not supposed to be. And he gives his children money all the time. UTJ's Litzman suspected of trying to prevent extradition of alleged sex abuser. Okay, I'm just looking through. I don't see a whole lot on this site today. The thing you have to question about this Trump to declare national emergency is, what is that going to mean for the American people? Are we going to be impeded because of a national emergency? Now, I'll have you know this. I talked about it before, an article before about the farms are going under. And I'm not sure if I talked about it or not because I've done so many shows as of recent. But my news is a little late this week, and I'm going to try to do it today. I'm just busy, as you know, and I'm doing the best I can for you folks. But I do get extra shows of this show in. So, I mean, I don't want you jonesing. So, what happens is the farms are going bust in America now because of these tariffs that Trump did with China. I'm telling you that everything is working out for the Jews, in a sense, on account of what Trump is doing. If I would quote one of the filthy, dirty Jews, Ariel Sharon, he says, it was good for Israel. 9/11 was good for Israel. Donald Trump is very good for Israel, too. Very, 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 very good. I wonder who's buying up those farms at pennies to the dollar. Do you? I wonder why Donald Trump hasn't invited the farmers from South Africa to come here and live and have farms and give them subsidization, huh? Why isn't he helping these farmers that are going out of business? Because the Jews don't want them to have that business. That's why. They don't want them to have their own farms. This is all working out for the Jew. But things will backfire. So that gay black Jewish actor, the Negroid Jew, he claims he lied about the attack. Oh, he calls claims that he lied about the attack ridiculous. Confronting Iran is essential to peace in the Middle East, Pompeo tells Netanyahu. What did I tell you about the promises of peace? The Middle East was fine until we got involved in it. We had friends in the Middle East. Netanyahu's staff scrambles after he speaks of war against Iran. Imagine this filthy, dirty kike, baby killer, vampire, Netanyahu. He's going to speak about war with Iran, but the Jews will sit it all out and the American military will take care of that, won't they? How Chelsea Clinton became a defender of the Jews on Twitter. Well, I can tell you how. Her mother and father are Jews. That's how she became. Her mother grew up speaking Yiddish in the home. That's how she became a defender of the Jews. She's a Jew. Did I raise my voice? Did I scare you? Will you recover? Ah, here we have another apology. Are you ready? Virginia legislature candidate apologizes for anti-Israel and anti-Jewistic posts. Ilhan Omar's tweets alienated Minnesota's Jews. Can they still work with her? If it was a white man or woman, they would have made sure that they resigned. But this woman's not going to resign. I'll bet you she hasn't yet. All right, let's go to another site and see what we can see. So it does say Amazon dumps New York City headquarters and it's promised 25,000 jobs. Car bomb kills 44. Now there's a devil's number right there. I remember that from the, of course, Obama was the 44th president, right? And it talked about the number 44 being a devil's number because of, well, of course, you got 11 times 4, right? But I don't talk too much about that stuff. But I am interested in those things because I see this coding in news stories. And it was talked about in B.F. Jackson's The Mystery of the Serpent that 44... Let's see, anything here? Lately, this hasn't been this particular site. Yeah, I don't see too much. Oh, my God, we've got one here. Are you ready for this one? Street mugger. Jailed for 15 years over killing of 100-year-old Holocaust survivor. Oh, my goodness. Another Holocaust survivor? Boy, these people are living forever. I'll bet you it'll be 2050, and they'll be saying, street mugger jailed for 15 years over killing 150-year-old Holocaust survivor. Whatever. The math is wrong. Right. 100, so if it's, let's say, I'm not going to get into it. You get the point. I can't think about math in this early in the morning. But it would be 19 and 50 minus 19 would be 29. So whatever, 129-year-old Holocaust survivor. What else have we got? What else? Pregnant jihadi schoolgirl who ran away to join ISIS has no regrets but begs to be let in the UK to give birth. Unbelievable. Woman arrested after video shows her tossing a chair from the balcony onto highway. Okay, I see nothing much there. And we're just about out of time anyway. I hope you enjoyed this craziness. Ah, listen to this. In leaked video, Arab leaders slam Iran and defend Israel's right to defend itself. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. And de Blasio, who's got the connection, the Sicilian connection in New York, vows to fight anti-Jewishism and condemns BDS at event in Flatbush. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't you just privileged to know all these wonderful things? Amazon's exit could scare off tech companies from New York. Oh, yes. New York's such a wonderful place. How could anyone want to be scared off from there? Listen, that's all I can do today for you. And I hope you'll be blessed and have a blessed day. And I hope that you'll pray that everything will backfire in the face of the Jews. And that you'll pray it in the name of Yahweh. Please do.
edge of day, engaged in play. I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I've wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.